I am a student. If I become a fiction writer, won't I have to surrender the possibility of ever being number one in my field? That is, won't I have to acknowledge the fact that Atlas is the unsurpassable pinnacle of literary achievement? I don't think I could accept a career where number two is the best I could ever do. Now, this is a huge mistake because you're judging your work by a comparative standard. You're taking somebody else's work and saying, is mine better or not? And that is a complete error. If you are in a creative field and all work is creative, and you love the work, and your work is worth doing, it has a value in and of itself, your standard should be not, is it the best? Not, is it better than somebody, but is it good? Is it a value? Have I achieved something rational, creative, that is worth doing, that advances my life and, if it does, human life as such? The relation of your achievement to other work is irrelevant. Now, I'll take myself as an example. I think that some of my books, at least, and articles and courses have been of value. If I started out by saying, well, I'm going to write The Dim Hypothesis or Objectivism and Philosophy of Ayn Rand, but my standard is going to be, is this better than Ayn Rand or is this better than Aristotle? I would be utterly paralyzed. It would be inconceivable. I'd have to be schizophrenic to say, yes, it might be better. And realistically, I'm on a lower level, and that's simply it. I'm not the genius of the ages. But still, I believe I have made points, organized things, created something that on its own terms is a great value. And that should be all that concerns you as a creator. To repeat, the one key thing is here, do not aim to be better. Look at the work and aim to be good.